I need a chiropractor. Are you guys chiropractors?
Yes.
Okay. That's good enough for me.
Come over here and just lie down.
Okay.
Over here, let me get my shoes off.
Oh, my gosh.
Why is Sam dead? Because John was walking on her. Why was John walking on her? Because John said that he could do chiropractic.
I don't think that chiropractors use their feet.
No, I'm very good at chiropracticing. Chiropractors don't use their feet? Is that true?
I think that's true.
True, is that true?
What?
Chiropractors don't use their feet?
None that I've ever been to.
Oh, okay.
I can't say that none do.
I'm sure there's some that do.
Well, I do. And I'm very good at the
very art good of at chiropractic.
None that I've ever been to.
Very good at the art of chiropractic practicing.
Practicing Cairo?
Yeah.
Cairo is a news station in Seattle.
It is. Mm-hmm. This is true.
K-I-R-O.
Das ist true, yes.
Das ist true?
Das ist true. Oh, Andrew Langer just emailed to me. Has been happy for more with the spices I've gotten from Penzi's sister.
What?
He's emailed me the spice. I don't care, Ranger Langer.
Did you say wow. Ranger Langer?
Andrew Langer?
I thought you said Ranger Langer.
Oh, I like Ranger Langer, though. That's kind of fun.
I thought you said, I don't care, Ranger Langer. And I was like, what? Odd.
Strange.
Very strange.
Weird.
Much odd.
All the weird. I don't want nobody
to give me nothing.
There's a CBD cup. The Minnesota's first ever CBD cup.
What?
Yeah, I just got an email. This Saturday, so 2 days, at the Warehouse Winery, the first annual. I hate that phrase, by the way. That's one of my pet peeves.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
There's no such thing as the first annual.
It's just the first.
It's the inaugural.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as the first annual. But first annual Legacy CBD Cup. What is a CBD cup? What do you?
I have no idea.
How do you compete in this?
Wait. Is this beer related?
No, okay. I don't think so.
Yeah, what kind of cup are they talking about?
Hold on.
Oh, it's probably, yeah. Oh, here, probably
we go,
like
here we go, here we go.
It's a trophy.
Yeah,
no,
it's, ah!
It's ah! I think it's a play on, like,
Let's
a World
Cup. Let's
keep
what we think it is.
I know what it is.
It's a plastic cup.
Shut up!
It's a Red Solo. It's a Red Solo CBD cup.
Guys wear them when they play football.
Yes, that's right. They wear them so they protect. It's a cup to protect you. It's a CBD cup to protect your junk.
Yes. Yes, John and I figured it out.
This Saturday, October 19th, local hemp farmers, processors, extractors, and retailers will compete to be named a CBD champion. After the 2018 Farm Bill federally legalized hemp, the market for CBD products has exploded.
This is his voice.
I'm sorry, it exploded.
I think it's a good explosion.
Oh, it's a good explosion.
Yes, positive explosion.
There was this market.
It's positively
exploded.
Explosive.
Positively explosive.
27 people died in the CBD market explosion.
True.
What? It was a tragedy.
They were not happy. They were all high.
I don't know why, but like Drew's voice.
And in Minnesota, we have some great products to show for it. Legacy's first annual CBD cup will crown a winner in the following categories.
Oh my goodness.
Tincture.
What?
Tinctures are, it's like a...
Tincture?
I actually know the most about CBD, you guys. Listen.
Tincture?
Tinctures are like when you have a little bottle with a little dropper, and it's like CBD, but then also other herbs and essential oils and stuff.
Other herbs and spices? Can I put it on chicken?
Yes. Actually, probably good.
Can I get some cumin with my CBD?
Probably.
Are you in cumin?
No, it's a cumin, go-to. It's your go-to.
Cumin is your tincture.
I've heard you say cumin way too much this morning.
I know. It's like, it really is. Like, it's just your...
Why do you like that one so much?
Yeah, why cumin?
It's an up-and-cumin spice.
I know. I don't know what that means.
Well.
An up-and-cumin spice.
All right, so these are the winners.
Christine,
these are the categories.
You
ready?
So funny.
You ready?
Drew.
Categories.
You're so funny.
So you can crown a winner in the following categories: tincture, flower, edible, topical, concentrate, cartridge, most innovative, vaporizer, and best Minnesota CBD store.
I kind of want to go.
Well, it's this Saturday.
Where is it?
Hang on, I'll tell you.
It's in Cumin.
It's in Cambridge. I'm sorry. On Cambridge Street. Warehouse Winery, Cambridge Street, Minneapolis. From 5 to 10 p.m. on Saturday.
10 p.m.?
Well, it starts at 5. You don't have to stay till 10. It's free.
It'll feel a lot longer once you get there and you get all high.
Drew, you want to go with me?
I have plans Saturday night.
Oh.
I'll go with you. Want to go? Let's go.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Such a liar.
Why would you all lie to me?
I'm not lying to you.
You are lying. I didn't lie.
I said I had plans. I'd go, but I have plans.
What are your plans?
Me and my bride and Brian McDaniel and his bride are going to Mystic to see a comedy show.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It was nice of him to invite me.
How nice of him to invite you.
It was nice of him.
And
I said,
not me.
I don't know why he didn't invite you, Sam. You can take that up with him tomorrow.
I might take it up with him right now.
I would take offense to it, but that would be utterly ridiculous of me to do so.
It would. You're
almost
right.
As ridiculous as you offering to go to the CBD Cup.
No, I'm totally going to go. I can totally go. I'll go
with
you.
You're lying to me.
I'll go with you. Yeah.
Lie to me. Will they have free samples, you think?
I would be surprised if they didn't. If you're inviting the public to a big CBD Cup, you think you would be... This is a marketing opportunity.
Do you get a big cup of CBD when you go?
Maybe you get a gift basket or a gift bag, a goodie bag.
Yes, one of those bags. Maybe you get a bag.
You probably do.
You get a bag of cumin. I don't even know what cumin is.
It's a spice.
What do you put cumin on?
Well, lots of things, but the primary thing that comes to mind when I think of cumin is chili.
Okay.
Cumin is one of the key spices to get that good chili flavor.
Is it spicy?
No.
What's it taste like?
It's kind of earthy, I think would be a good way to
taste. It tastes like earth.
Dirty dirt. You're telling me it tastes
gives
like
it
dirt.
It gives it kind of a, it's definitely not spicy, but it does. It just gives it kind of a richness.
Okay.
And an earthiness.
Okay.
It's hard to describe.
You going to start a cumin farm?
No.
Would you?
Why would I do that? I don't even know what cumin's made out of. I don't think it's just like cumin.
Spices are normally like a plant that just dried and then ground up and crushed. That's usually what a spice is.
Right. Yes.
I have no idea. You sound very educated on the subject.
Yeah, I guess cumin's a plant. I guess.
I'm
I don't
Google
know.
Google it.
Okay. I know, you know, like dill and basil and cilantro.
Oh, dill,
and,
yeah.
Mint and...
Basil!
Salt is not a plant.
You're right. I didn't say all. Wow. Cumin is a flower. Aw, Drew, you could grow flowers. Look, that's cumin.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's a tasty flower.
That is a tasty flower.
It's a good flavor. It's one of my favorite flavors.
John, did you see the flower? The tasty flower?
I did.
Cumin and paprika.
You're welcome.
And various chili powders.
Did you know that you can give paprika to horses and it will make their coat more vibrant?
I did not know that.
Really? Maybe you should take it, Drew, and you'll grow some hair.
It'll fix all your problems.
I don't want to grow hair.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
We've had this conversation.
You're right, we have.
I hated my hair.
I cannot imagine you with hair.
I've shown you pictures.
I still can't imagine it.
But you've seen pictures. You don't have to.
but I can't.
But I won't.
Yes, I won't.
I refuse to.
I refuse to picture you with hair. It would be too odd.
Richard.
I tried growing hair this summer, remember? I let it grow out for a bit.
You seemed to hate it.
Oh, I hated it. Hated it so much.
Why did you hate it so much?
It just felt gross on my head. I don't like how it looks.
Ugh.
I think you look perfect always anyway.
I was thinking the same thing, Drew.
Very sweet of you, and you're a liar, John.
Wow. Everyone's calling me a liar this morning.
Well, because you keep lying.
You lie!
What did I just lie about? I don't even know what I just said. What did I just say?
You told me I'm beautiful.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
You are. You know, in your own way.
Oh, you're always
stop
beautiful.
Stop it.
And you're beautiful in your own way.
All right, what am I putting in the promo?
Oh, I didn't. Oh, okay. Hold on. Well, you haven't put the driver's license thing in there yet, so we can do that. The corruption of the DVS. Rage yoga. We're going to talk rage yoga tomorrow.
Excellent.
Madison is declaring racism a public health crisis.
Alexander Madison, the Vikings running back?
No, Madison, that's a
That'd
city,
be
right?
Weird for him to do.
The city of Madison?
I know.
Madison, Wisconsin?
I know.
It's the city, right? Hmm?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
They've declared that.
It's a city, right?
There's some...
Seriously, as soon as the show ends, some days where John's brain just shuts off.
I have
like,
to.
As soon as the show
I have to, man. I'm over here looking at starship porn.
What?
I
Are
am.
They having babies?
No,
or
I'm on.
Is that what you think happens in porn?
No, I'm saying that.
I got news for you, lady.
Boy, quick way to get rid of internet porn.
I got news for you.
Are the starships
select...
are the starships making babies?
No.
It doesn't work if it goes on their chest.
No, I don't particularly like the title, obviously. I'm on the Reddit page, but it is Reddit starship porn. It's just their pictures of starships.
Starships making babies?
This is a Reddit dedicated to starships or any other space-going vehicle belonging to any universe, sci-fi, or otherwise.
The starships are trying to make babies?
No, they're not.
Why do you think
not.
That?
They're not. Yes. This is where the extension of the woman that's in love and doing it with the 737. That's what it is.
You're into some weird stuff, John.
Into some weird stuff, Sam.
Yeah, no.
I am not.
I think out of all the people that are into weird stuff in this particular conversation, you're leading the charge.
Why?
Making babies.
No, I'm in the middle of writing my third book, and I did the Starship Reddit
and
porn
it has
page.
Starship porn in it?
It just has pictures. A lot of pictures of starships.
There's a bunch of subreddits that are blank porn. Like there's architecture porn, there's sculpture porn, and they're not. There's nothing pornographic in any of these Reddits.
Drew,
it's
I
just
know.
For people who appreciate.
There's a little bit pornographic about that one. That one's a little bit pornographic.
You can't show that to me at work.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a spaceship. It's got big balls on it.
It's like truck nuts, but for a spaceship.
It is. It's true. Look. It's,
ah,
look
you can show me that.
It's a spaceship.
Oh my gosh, it actually kind of does.
It does. I know. Wow. I know.
That spaceship is definitely a man.
I find the photos very inspiring. So when I'm writing, it helps out a lot.
I'll send you an inspiring photo.
People don't.
Please don't.
You sent me one earlier. That was nice of you. I appreciate that.
John's like, text me back. He's doing all this weird stuff and texting me like, hi. And then he's like, text me back. So I started texting.
Well, my iMessage wasn't working on my laptop. I don't know why. And that was very frustrating. And then I get sort of singularly focused and I can't do anything until I fix it. And
mine wasn't working either until I updated my Mac and my phone.
You should get a Windows.
No. I'm never going back
after
having
only my Mac. Only ISIS terrorists use Windows.
Yeah, you psychopath.
Get a Windows machine.
Okay.
I have Windows right behind you. I don't
How's your
I
update
have a window
going?
Right here.
how's your Windows update? Why are you looking through the prep? I gave you everything you needed for the promo. Twitter's changing rules.
Don't attack Drew for just
world
trying
leaders.
To be his best
But I helped
self.
Him. Do I need to email them to you? Or my ideas not good? My ideas weren't good enough. That's fine. I'm not good enough.
I feel like Drew's being unjustly... What? Puma pounced right now.
Seriously, I don't even remember what you said.
That's the problem.
So
I gave you a promo. I said Madison racism, public health crisis.
I don't like it when mommy and daddy fight.
DVS it all. I got
the DVS in the promo. I don't think. I don't think Madison declaring racism a public health crisis is
really
promo, good promo.
No. Oh, I think that is rage.
Right, well,
rage.
Why don't you write the promo then?
No, that's all right. That's your
smart
job.
Man.
That's your job. Okay. It's weird. Madison, Wisconsin. Okay.
We're not in Madison.
Twitter is, but it's right there.
No, it's not anywhere. It's not that.
Okay.
Way on the other side of Wisconsin.
But still, anybody declaring a public health racism, a public health crisis is pretty noteworthy. Twitter changing rules for world leaders. Can't you can only quote tweet, can't retweet. Unfair driving. What?
Twitter changing rule. Okay, I got you. I'm sorry.
Yes, Twitter is changing the rules for world leaders that tweet. If Twitter deems that what the world leaders have tweeted is offensive, you will not be able to retweet it. You can quote tweet it, but you will not be able to retweet it.
That's dumb.
Yes.
That's very dumb.
Yes, we did not get to it on today's show.
So that's for Trump, basically.
Yeah, they mentioned
Trump's. You know what? This whole story, whatever. But Trump's a world leader.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. They just can't. They just need the Twitter just needs to stick to their social to the sort of the social standards. We were good at that. We were good at social standards. You know, you can use a question mark around profanity. There's a explicit, not safe for work. Everybody knows those standards. If Twitter just stuck with that, we'd be fine. But no, they're all woke. Mm-hmm. You know, so they got to do dumb woke things. And that's what that is.
The wokiest woke.
Somebody was
use some CBD oil.
The Trump man cometh tweeted, quote, "There's a snake in my boot that caught me off guard to such a degree I have literal tears right now. Bravo at Sam Sansevier."
Aw.
Everything's coming up, Sam. Did you get any quotes about anything you said today? Oh, I guess Drew did. You got the frog one. I didn't get anything today. Everything's not coming up, John, today. Oh, no, PLT did.
I'm funny.
It was right about the IG report. Ooh, hopefully get that tomorrow. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Let's see what Twitter is saying about the IG report. Oh, looks like it was delayed.
What was delayed?
The IG report was delayed.
For when?
I don't know.
Oh, my. La, 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 la. Ow.
You all right?
Yes. Somebody messaged me on Twitter and said, "Is it possible to set up a stage scenario where a guy in a MAGA hat fake chokes or fake hits someone in an Omar shirt to see what the news media does with it?" Why would you want to do that?
No, we've done that.
No. Well, not that exact.
No, but we
now
we've...
you need to tell the story.
I know. I've told the story a bunch of times.
Yeah, but for anyone who might be listening to the post show,
that's actually really interesting because. That scenario was a grand experiment that we did years ago, and it forever haunts me. Yeah, well, we told the story before, but in a nutshell, an open border activist group had taken an effigy of a sheriff, and in Arizona, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, they created an effigy of Joe Arpaio and brought it to a parking lot, to which kids who weren't old enough to vote beat it with bright colored sticks,
mm-hmm. violently,
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 in front of a Barnes and Noble bookstore, for crying out loud,
and then they beat the head off of it, and then carried around the head and paraded it around, holding the head up high like they're some kind of Dothraki mob.
So we,
it was bizarre.
We thought we'll be clever, and well, actually, no, it wasn't even our. It was our sort of hypothetical idea. We. On the show, I said, "Boy, you know, if there was a the activist in charge of it, her name was a public defender and also a member of an open border group coalition, de Derechos Humanos, Isabel Garcia." We said, "Boy, if there was a pinata or an effigy, because that's what it was an effigy pinata of Isabel Garcia. Boy, and we did anything to that, it'd be outrage and it'd be up. Everyone would freak out, right? Showing the hypocrisy." And so somebody went and got a pinata of a woman and ended up taping on Isabel Garcia's face. And we did not beat it with sticks.
Nope.
I gave it a stupid, nondescript voice.
Yep.
Made a character out of it. And that's when I was subsequently turned into a mental rapist. I was a raper. I was a raper of pinatas.
Yep.
Yep. I was a mental rapist. And bizarre. It proved our point almost too well. So to what you were saying, that's a really
definitely too well. That's definitely a really proved your point too well.
Yeah, that's a really bad idea.
Terrible
to go and
idea.
stage that because it doesn't.
Idea.
That's why they get away with doing it. That's why it happens because they can. It is an unfair, unjust world. We're just living in it. I'm gonna go to Denver.
We don't make the rules.
Say we go to Colorado and go up there in the mountains and start our own society like they did in Atlas Shrugged.
Let's do it.
Let's go do that.
So it will be the only show.
Then we really will shadow around the community.
We'll be like, we're number one. We're number one.
We're libertarian land. You have freedom and liberty here in the mountains, and we can say whatever and talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Liberty land.
Liberty land. Yeah, libertarian land. Yes,
liberty, liberty, liberty.
Liberty, liberty.
That's, see. That,
liberty.
That,
liberty.
That's our
liberty.
National anthem now.
Liberty.
Liberty, liberty, liberty.
And there's
liberty.
Nothing else will exist, so that won't belong to anything.
Except people will have to listen to our show. Total liberty, except for that.
Yeah. We're going to blast it in
ginormous
speakers.
Go to jail if you don't listen to our show.
Yeah. Yes. If you're deaf and can't listen to the show, jail.
Put you in Liberty Jail. It's the best kind of jail.
Yeah.
It's Liberty Jail.
When you arrive.
You're free, but not free.
They open your jail cell and Liberty, 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 Liberty.
As low as $77 per month with financing for what? Earbuds?
I think that they were hearing aids.
They look like earbuds.
I think they were hearing aids. Well,
I told you guys that they add weight to Beats headphones to make them seem like they're better than they are.
Yeah.
They actually?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Because when you pick up something and it's heavier, you go, oh, this must be expensive.
This must be full of expensive stuff.
Yeah. You like things that have some weight to them. Feel like they've got some weight.
It's true.
Well, it's true, though, because if I pick up a pair of headphones, they don't weigh anything. They're just like a little feather. I'm like, oh, junk.
My son recently started playing Dungeons & Dragons, right?
Boy, that's a big resurgence right now. I was watching a video about it yesterday.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's always been more popular than people realize.
But it's really taking back off.
But it really is, yeah, it's catching back on now. And and it's like, you know, in Dungeons & Dragons, it's like you roll dice. It's basically a role-playing dice game. You roll dice, you know, you say, I'm going to do blah, 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 and then you roll dice to see whether or not blah, blah, blah was successful or not.
You make up stories, right? I mean, you make up stories and go along.
There's a million different ways to play it.
I get all my knowledge from like when they played it on Stranger Things recently. I never played it.
But before. Essentially, yes, you have a dungeon master who is leading you through a campaign. And you, John, if you're a member of the party, you will be playing a character. And you've got a character sheet, and you and me and Sam say would be the party, and then like Chad would be the dungeon master. He'd be like, all right, now you're walking down the hallway, and there's a door to your left and a door to your right. What do you do? You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I was like, why did I start telling the story? You just roll dice, and he had dice, but he didn't like them because they were plastic and they were light. Wow. So he like spent real money on better dice just because he wanted some heft. He wanted some weight to him. So he bought like these metal dice, and they're like really heavy.
So like, weird.
He could use those as weapons.
I know. It's weird. It's weird how we – can we add some weight to the show? Make the show feel heavier?
I think the show's plenty heavy.
Yeah, I think you're right. I need to have some fun. I'm being so ranty and yelly.
I mean, collectively, you know, we weigh enough.
I just get over it. It's hard, man. It sucks. It's so frustrating.
I know. It sticks with you.
Yeah. All right.
I know.
Do you know?
I know.
I know.
Sam, do you know?
I do know.
Okay, good.
Sam, are you going to go to the CBD Cup?
Probably not.
We're going. Sam and I are going.
You're a liar.
Okay, John. Where do you wanna meet up? You want a carpool?
No, you wanna drive to my place first?
No.
Okay.
Well, you wanna drive to my place first?
No.
You're right. That would make no sense. We can meet in the middle. We can meet here.
Okay. What time?
Well, it's at 5. So how about 4:30?
Perfect.
Okay. 4:30 on Saturday.
Yep.
Okay.
Done.
Bring the wife.
Oh, wait, I forgot we're going to the movies. I can't do that.
I would
if I wasn't going to the movies.
Uh-huh. I forgot about that.
See. Drew will go.
Okay. No, he can't.
I can. I'm going to a comedy show.
You're not going anywhere. That's a lie.
I'll be at Mystic Lake.
Mystic Lake Casino. What's the comedy show? Who's the comedian?
I think it's Dave Attell and Jeff Ross.
Have you seen them before?
No.
Are they any good?
Yes.
How do you know if you haven't seen them?
I've seen them on TV.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe they don't translate live.
I've heard they're better live.
I bet they use auto-tune.
They don't. That's comedy. It's not. That'd be weird if they did that.
You go up there and they just sound completely different.
No, they do a lot of crowd work, and it's, Jeff Ross does the roasts. You know, he's like kind of like the king of the roast. And so it's a lot of insulting each other, and then sort of improv working with the crowd and stuff. So what I've seen of theirs has always been really funny. I like Dave Attell a lot. He's really good. Jeff Ross can be a little hit or miss because sometimes his comedy can be very, very, very mean.
Excellent.
Very. You would love it. Oh, my God.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just coincidentally go to the same comedy show.
I would love that. It'd be great.
And then coincidentally sit nearby.
Why don't you just take Brian's ticket? It'll be me, Melissa, you, and Jenny.
Perfect.
That'd be great.
Should I text him and be like, hey, Brian?
Yeah.
I'm taking your ticket. Actually, yeah. I'll just text Jenny. I won't even text Brian.
I'll text Jenny and I'll be like,
hey, so I'm going to the comedy thing with you. You don't have to worry about getting me a ticket.
I'm taking Brian's.
Yeah, I'm taking Brian's.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And then we'll go to the buffet beforehand and
do you think they have crab legs?
I'll buy for everybody.
I love crab legs. They better have crab legs.
Most casino buffets have crab legs.
Yeah.
I don't know about Mystic. I've never been to Mystic's buffet, but I've heard it's pretty good.
You need to, Drew, I have some bad news. You have to rewrite the promo.
Why?
I'll show you. Just sent you a story. This is from Yahoo Lifestyle.
Yahoo!
This Halloween, you will doubtlessly open the door to a kid in a stormtrooper costume, pointing a blaster rifle at your head.
Oh, no.
Boy, that took it to extreme level, didn't it?
I don't think that the kid would do that.
Legions of Imperial and First Order stormtroopers will certainly appear, demanding candy from behind every very iconic and recognizable helmet. And while it's nice to think these kids are costumed as heroic Finn or even Luke and Han disguised as stormtroopers, the reality is most kids who are stormtroopers for Halloween are just dressing up as stormtroopers. This fact is a little bit scary.
Wait. Can you read that last part again?
Sure. I can back up. So while it's nice to think these kids are costumed as the heroic Finn or even Luke and Han disguised as stormtroopers, the reality is most kids who are stormtroopers for Halloween are just dressing up as stormtroopers.
What the hell else would they be?
Well, they're not. Well, she was trying to justify saying maybe they were Luke or Han or Finn in disguise.
Right.
But they're not. They're just
stormtroopers. Halloween, like, it's okay to dress up like serial murderers, Freddy Krueger, Jason, you know.
But they're not real.
The dude from Scream.
Oh, wait, you're a stormtrooper, sorry.
You know, the Scream mask. You could be a Dracula, a werewolf, a vampire. You can be all sorts of terrible things, demonic things. But a fake stormtrooper.
I think their justification is going to change your mind, though, Drew.
No, I
just open your mind. It's not open. Is it open?
My mind is.
Is your mind open right now?
It's super open.
Open your mind.
It's open.
I don't think it's open.
My mind is always.
Oh my God!
Is your mind open?
My mind is never open.
Okay. Well. Okay.
But I will try to consume the story anyway.
Okay. This fact that they're just stormtroopers is a little bit scary, mostly because collectively it's like the culture doesn't want to think about this fact, but we should. Having kids dressing up as Star Wars stormtroopers for Halloween is icky, mostly because stormtroopers have horrific counterparts both in history and in everyday headlines. And that actually applies.
They have no counterparts in everyday headlines, and nor in history, because they're fake and they're fictional and they're made up.
Historically, the word stormtrooper originated during World War I and applied to a specific kind of German soldier.
What we're talking about. We're talking about Star Wars a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
The term also translated to storm detachment, which was an early Nazi Germany paramilitary group. Naturally, no parent in their right mind would select Halloween costumes for their kids reminiscent of either World War I stormtroopers or proto-Nazis. Yet, arguably, this is kind of what we're doing every time we put a kid in a stormtrooper costume.
Why are you sharing this with me?
We're going to talk about it on tomorrow's show.
You're making me mad.
Boy, and everything, we've lost our damn minds. We have. We've lost our damn minds. So I'm going to go home and watch Star Wars really hard just because of this idiot. Let's be honest. I was going to watch it hard anyway.
Do you watch it every weekend?
I am right now because I'm on the...
I saw your tweet. I know why.
I'm on the... Why, Sam?
Because you are on the... I don't know what it's like specifically called, but you're watching all the episodes of... all the Star Wars movies in chronological order leading up to... the new one.
Yep.
So you'll finish with all of them when the new one comes.
When I finish the Saturday before it opens up.
Yes.
Before the Rise of Skywalker opens up, I'll be watching The Last Jedi, and in between, I'll be watching other, including Solo and Rogue One. So this weekend it's Attack of the Clones. So I'm looking forward to that.
Do you know the order right off the top of your head right now?
Well, yeah.
All of them?
Yeah. So,
he's like, duh.
Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, Solo, Rogue One, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, The Rise of Skywalker.
Okay. So is it 10?
9, 10, 11.
11, okay. Well, with Rise of Skywalker?
Right. Okay. So Rise of Skywalker is episode 9, and then you include Solo and Rogue One. So there you got 10 and 11.
It goes Solo and then Rogue One?
Yeah, Solo is before Rogue One. By a couple of months.
Okay.
This is weird. Somebody share Facebook as usual location. Only when using. Like somebody said they were sharing them my phone with me, but I don't know why. That was odd. Should we do promos now? Drew, would you like to do promos?
I don't know.
Are you just angry?
I've given up on doing promos.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sam, you want to do promos
with me? I feel
like
we're never going to do them, so why get my hopes up?
Oh, my God. I opened up a game and I don't. Ooh, this is fun. There's a game. Ooh. Ah. I tried to delete this game, and then I opened it up, and it started playing. It was fun. It was a spaceship game. Someone's calling me. Hello?
Hello? Is that how you? I wonder if that's how you always answer.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Wait, don't you?
Hello.
Oh, look at him having a normal conversation on the phone, unlike what him and I always have.
Yeah. Okay.
So, we're so all right. Awkward. But
we're in the middle of doing the post show, and then we're going to do promos, and then I'll be leaving.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay,
hello.
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 Ooh, back to my shooting game.
Hello.
Ooh, this is fun, Drew.
What are you doing?
I'm playing an app game. I don't ever play app games, so now I'm addicted.
now I'm addicted. It happened that quick.
Look at this.
Why are you playing that right now?
I don't know. It just opened up. I went to delete it. It was on my phone. It's Virus Wars. I'm killing viruses, Sam.
Oh my.
Are you probably infecting your phone while you're doing that?
Virus War. I'm going to delete it because I'll get addicted to that.
Somebody was probably like, hey, how ironic would it be if we got people to install a virus on their phone but made it a game where they fight viruses?
You literally put virus right in the name.
Yes, put virus
install
in the name.
Install this Virus War.
That's so funny.
Install this virus War. Deleting game.
How do you stop it from doing the little?
You don't, because your phone's infected with a virus now.
It's not. That's fine. We're good. We're good. We're all good. Okay, we're good. We can do. Oh, we can do promos.
Oh, and I. Oh, and I. Oh,
and now I go. Oop, oop. And now we go. Doot, doot. Doot, doop, doop.
Doop, doop, doop.
And now we go. Doop, doop.
Doop, doop.
New Sunny.
Yeah.
Watch that when I get home today. New Sunny, new South Park, new Survivor.
Yeah, I got to watch that.
Yeah, Wednesday's a good night.
I'm going to see Joker this afternoon.
I still haven't seen Joker.
Ooh. You should go see it. It's really good.
I want to.
Well, why don't you go this weekend?
Because I don't want to go alone.
Well, isn't there some man who would accompany you to a movie?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you see if that would happen?
I don't know.
Let's do promos.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to know anymore. I'll probably just end up getting pissed off.
No! No, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, no, okay, let's do promos.
Yeah, let's talk about popcorn.
No! No! I'd rather talk about why I probably won't see
So
Joker.
Sam comes in studio during the show today to ask us a
why
question.
I want to do blue. I want to do blue.
Why are we doing this?
I want to do blue. Get the promos up, Sam. We can stop this.
Drew's a terrorist. Yeah,
until you start doing promos, I'm going to keep telling the story.
No!
So
I have a photo of it in here.
But I'm
I
so
have photos
committed.
Too.
I'm committed to the quality
and,
of the post show. So once he starts a story, I hate making him stop. But Drew!
Only you can stop me.
I have the promo up, but now you have to tell the story because I feel bad for the post show listener.
Tell you what.
You started it already.
Well, we're very late in the post show. I imagine most people probably stopped listening.
Yeah, they probably tuned out by now.
Yeah, once they heard
it.
I know I did.
When we get to the part where it's just like silence and the occasional hum, I think that's when most people stop listening.
Yeah.
No, I delete the silences.
She does that. It makes it sound like we're.
Mm. Yeah, so nobody knows that there's
Did you
pause.
Watch the Freddie Prinze Jr. thing yet?
No, you said I was in the middle of something when you sent that to me and I forgot to watch it before I left.
Can Do you have to leave?
I mean, I have to leave kind of soonish.
Let's do promo. Save it.
I want you to hear. It's really short. I just want you to hear it. It's so good. I do. It's so great.
I'll listen to it as we traverse the building together.
Well, no, because it's filled with profanities. I can play the edited version. It's so good, though. I want to make it my ringtone.
I'm gonna smother you both with popcorn.
Before or after you pee on us?
No. Is that a bad thing? Yeah. Can you smother me with popcorn and then
that people are into? Was that a proposition?
Does the popcorn absorb the urine?
I don't know. I feel like I'm confused.
God. You'd get like waterboarded by popcorn and urine.
Part of me
urine waterboarding. Can you imagine?
Is nervous and part of me is excited. God.
Maybe you know what's been done.
That's what we should have done to Al Qaeda. We should have urine waterboarded them.
You know that's a guy. I'm sure that's been done.
I don't know, but have I ever done my rant on waterboarding? I don't understand that. Like, I know how it works.
Uh-huh.
I know that it's supposed to simulate drowning.
Right.
But you know you're not in water.
Your brain just panics.
Panic.
My brain's already panicky. Sam emotionally waterboards me all the time.
Yeah, you go into panic mode.
Yeah, but suddenly it doesn't matter.
Nope.
Doesn't matter. You get that feeling that you're drowning and it doesn't. That's weird.
Yeah.
The brain is strange.
And drowning is probably the scariest way to die.
Ugh.
In my opinion.
I always feel like movies get drowning and strangling wrong.
Well, they definitely get stabbing wrong.
but strangling, like, it seems like you could strangle somebody out in like 30 seconds. It's like you could hold your breath longer than that. Like when somebody gets smothered with a pillow, like in a movie.
Yeah, but you're not holding your breath when you're being strangled.
It doesn't take very long.
You're trying to breathe when you're being strangled, and there's a big difference between intentionally holding your breath and trying in a panicked, frantic situation, trying to breathe.
And beyond that, too, when you're being there's common injuries associated with strangling, and I think sometimes it's the injuries too that do
correct
it.
Okay, so let's go with pillow smothering, because I'm under the impression that if you ever were subjected to being murdered via a pillow smothered in your face, all you would have to do is wait about 30 seconds, fake like you're dead.
Yeah.
The person will then think you're dead, but you're still totally alive, and then once they remove it, then you kill them. Because, like, in the movies, the people are always, like, 30 seconds of being smothered with a pillow, and you're
and then,
done.
And then you're fine.
But I'm like, no, it would take a lot longer than that. So why would, and if, I think most people that would go to murder somebody with a pillow would be doing it based off, unless you're a serial pillow murderer, you're probably doing it for the first time, in which case your only point of real reference is the movies. So you could easily, so if I tried to smother you with a pillow, Sam, all you have to do is just act like you're dead after 30.
Stab your eyes out.
Just act like you're dead for 30 seconds, wait for me to remove it, and then you pounce on me like a puma and tear my eyes out.
Yes, okay. I would stab your eyes out with my own hands.
Being smothered by a pillow seems to me to be like the easiest way to get out of being murdered.
I think you're right.
Why is stabbing wrong?
So many movies, mainly like horror movies and stuff, like they, you know, somebody will run along and they'll be like stab them once in the gut and they just, I'm dead. Like, no, you're not going to die instantly from a torso stabbing. There's only a hand. There's
like Reservoir Dogs.
Very few places in your body where if you get stabbed with a knife, are you going to die even quickly, much less instantly.
Yeah, it had to be right to the heart, and your heart would basically have to, it would pump right into the head.
Through the skull, or right into the heart, or right into the throat where, you know, you lose so much blood that you pass out immediately and quickly die.
Spoiler alert for Game of Thrones, but when you-know-who stabs you-know-who at the very end.
Oh, okay, at the very end.
At the very end.
There's a lot of you-know-whos that stabbed you-know-whos in that show.
I know, but at the very end, the big one.
right.
Do you think that that should have been as, like, quick as it was?
No.
Because that was just kind of like, boop, power down.
Yeah, no. That's not how it would have worked. She would have flailed about.
That's like what happened.
I know.
She just powered down.
It was like he turned off a switch.
Yeah,
like,
power down.
I'm going to turn off Daenerys now.
True. Spoiler alert.
It's been out a while.
Yeah, I'm not.
If you haven't...
Sorry. Not respecting Game of Thrones spoilers at this point.
I'm crazy about spoilers.
I do want to watch that that El Camino movie, though. The Breaking Bad movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good.
It does look good.
All right, we can do promos now.
I've heard it's good. There's a new podcast. I know, shocking, right? Somebody started a podcast. Jenna Fisher and Angela.
Yeah, The Office one. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Is it out? Is it
started? I also saw that.
I believe so.
Oh, okay, I gotta check it out. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Don't be like my wife.
I didn't get to finish.
Don't be like my, because I already knew. When Melinda gets all,
Drew, you should ask for a divorce.
John, I think it's time we see other
she
people.
She gets so annoyed with
John,
that,
I think it's time we talk to other people.
It's fine.
Yes.
I talk to myself mostly anyhow. It's fine.
John.
Sorry, you're dead to me now.
John, he is the mother of your... Well, wait.
My heart will go on.
We have so many podcast children together.
You do. All the hours spent.
Who's going to look after them? Who gains custody of the podcast?
Me.
There was this boat. It was like this ghost ship. And it was just floating. Okay, we can do promos now.
What are you talking about?
That was an inside joke.
Oh, inside joke between the two of you.
Yeah. Well, it was hilarious, cool. Too.
Wow.
I wish you knew.
Wow.
If you want.
Yeah, I don't know if it's out yet, but I want to listen to it. I'm going to see if I can cue it up for the ride home.
Yeah, listen to the Freddie Prinze Jr. thing. It's hysterical.
I will.
Do it. Do it now.
Let's do promos.
Office Ladies. Yeah, the pilot. The pilot is out.
Yeah, they're doing like a rewatch and talking about all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Jenna and Angela start at the beginning and break down the pilot episode of The Office. The ladies hit you with some fast facts, insights from Ricky Gervais, and the origin of Angela's cat party. And if you're wondering about secret messages hidden in the pilot episode, Jenna and Angela break those down as well.
Sam, I'm going to send you this link. We can play. I want to play it after the post show because there's only 3 minutes. And since we're taking so long with the post show, I want to play because I want to be here when you guys listen to it.
Jenna Fisher is so cute.
Wait, do you want me to play it after?
Yeah, we're going to play it. We're going to all enjoy it after the post show.
We will enjoy it then.
Let's do promos.
Okay.
I'm going to do blue. I feel like talking.
I'm going to do pink.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
No.
The three of us are never ready at the same time.
I am ready. You're good. You're doing blue, John?
Yes.
That's right. Coming up on the Friday edition of Justice and Drew.
Sam's top five at 6:20, followed by the Friday roundtable.
Representative Nick Zerwas, Brian McDaniel, join the show at 7.
We'll talk corruption within the Department of Vehicle Services, catch up with Tom Emmer, and play the Friday news quiz.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Yeah.
Wham, bam, I am the man.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Art.
I did that for you.
Aw. Cute. I just accidentally deleted that.
I take it back.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
No. I won't.
Freddie, we gotta
You're
do
not
it.
Forgiven.
Sing it, Sam.
I'm gonna fight you. Ready? If there's anybody who listens to the poster who somehow gets that reference,
I know.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
We are not revisiting that story.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
But like the half
sorry,
a person.
Don't apologize.
No, you're fine. The like one person that might maybe get that. You're a hero.
That was a dark time.
That was a dark time.
You were so mad.
I was.
I was out of town, wasn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, I was in Florida.
I thought we weren't going to talk about this.
Sorry.
Ready? Coming up on the Friday edition of Justice and Drew.
Sam's Top 5 at 6:20, followed by the Friday Roundtable.
Representative Nick Zerwas and Brian McDaniel join the show at 7.
We'll talk about corruption within the Department of Vehicle Services, catch up with Tom Emmer, and play the Friday News Quiz.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Why does John get thumbs up, but I don't? Keep your thumbs to yourself.
Who gets?
Which is it? Which do you want? I don't understand.
Who gets the most attention between the three of us?
Did you guys both just point at me?
Yes.
Oh, hey, I actually didn't delete it. I just made a new cut.
Oh, hey.
I'm going to delete the one we just did.
Oh, hey.
Daisy Ridley assures this Reylo thing will be tackled in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
Well, it better. Otherwise, yes. That'd be a big storyline just left.
Oh, cannot wait for this freaking movie.
Rush him back.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Friday morning on Justice and Drew, is racism a public health crisis? Some cities are moving in that direction. We'll discuss that with the Friday Roundtable.
Listen live, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk.
Oh.
Excellent.
Thanks, Drew. You're a good friend.
What did he do?
He included the story that he didn't want to include.
Aww.
You're a good friend, Drew.
I didn't initially really deem this promo worthy.
You're a good man,
are
Drew.
You guys no, get
John talked
now?
Me into it.
Yeah. Well, we never really got divorced.
Look, we you know, sometimes we argue.
Oh.
But at the end of the day,
yeah, we're still cuddle buddies.
I can't quit him.
Okay. No, I can't quit you either.
Get a room.
You bald beefy man.
We have.
You're right. I just have a window into it, which is somehow weirder.
We have. In a room I had to leave. And go find some strange crowd, some strange couch in a faraway land to sleep on.
Pags. You're listening to Joe Pags.
Friday morning on Justice and Drew, is racism a public health crisis? Some cities are moving in that direction. We'll discuss with the Friday Roundtable.
Listen live, 6 to 9 on Twin Cities News Talk.
I don't think we need to do... Oh, yeah, no, it's only Thursday. Yeah, we do need to do closing argument.
Game noon Sunday?
Yes.
Who are we playing?
Lions.
That's right.
Who should I start this week?
Between Prescott and Rodgers?
Well, Prescott and Rodgers, and also, you know, my three Buccaneers that are normally my starters.
Yeah, you need to get a new tight end.
All right, let's do this after the after the promos are done, because this is going to wipe out, and you guys are going to wipe out on fantasy football, and then I'm going to be stuck here.
Closing argument.
And I already want to stick you guys here, so. I have first dibs on ancillary talk. Yes.
You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
And Friday morning on Justice and Drew, is racism a public health crisis? Some cities are actually moving in that direction. We're going to discuss it with the Friday Roundtable.
Listen live, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
You're not allowed.
Oh no.
You're uninvited.
All right,
Blame John.
Right, let's stop.
Oh, no.
Let's stop.
He put that in my head.
Let's stop the post show, and then I want to play this thing for you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.